10,000 people just applied for a job where the pay is zero. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 9th day of January. Thanks, as always, for being here. But if you are looking for a job that pays, Taco Bell has a deal. The trucking industry is in trouble. Same story for the dairy industry, and same story for the department store industry. Wall Street had another big day, but news out of Canada may have an impact on future trading. Speaking of trading, we've got the Wall Street Report, and continuing our look at the top requested interviews of last year, it's Peter Stockdale from the Audible Farm Podcast. Fun stuff, but first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, T-E-R-O.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. You want to reach out to us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Well, this is interesting. More than 10,000 people have applied to a job that pays nothing. Yeah, you heard that correctly. Each year, the Disney Company takes applications for people who want to join its Disney Parks Moms Panel. It's a group of people who dispense vacation planning advice for those looking to visit the company's theme parks, timeshares, and cruises. This year, 14 people out of that 10,000 were chosen to join the panel. Now, the panelists come from all walks of life. Some are stay-at-home moms, but others work in fields like medicine and wealth management. Three of the new panelists are men, and two aren't even parents, despite it being a mom's panel. For the next year, all of the panelists will answer about 15 questions each week in their spare time. The panelists are considered Disney contractors, but are not paid. Instead, panelists are gifted a rewards trip to a Disney destination, which includes the resorts and cruises, for themselves and up to three family members, or theme park tickets. So maybe next year you might want to apply? Okay, I get it. So if getting paid for working is important for you, Taco Bell has something that they've just rolled out. Today, the fast food chain announced it will test a $100,000 salary for restaurants' general managers at certain company-owned locations starting later this year. Taco Bell also announced that all employees at company-owned stores are eligible for at least 24 hours of paid sick time per year starting January 1st. In a press release, Taco Bell said that it aims to enhance restaurant performance and employee satisfaction, contributing to locations' recruitment and retention. Major retailers have responded to the war for talent by raising wages, with companies including Amazon, Target, and Costco boosting their minimum pay. Fast food chains have primarily focused on perks, such as Shake Shack testing a four-day work week and Starbucks adding new mental health benefits. But more jingle in the pocket seems to be the driving force behind any successful recruitment or retention drive. You know, we've been watching this happen for almost a year. The trucking industry is falling on some hard times. In 2019, a trucking recession slammed everyone from truck drivers to massive public companies to equipment manufacturers. In the first half of the year alone, some 640 trucking companies went out of business. That's more than twice the failures seen in the first half of 2018. All that was reflected in the number of big rigs that were purchased as well. According to freight research firm FTR, companies in North America ordered 64% fewer trucks in 2019 compared with the year before. It was the fewest number of trucks ordered since 2010. So what's the drag on the trucking industry? Yeah, one word, manufacturing. The Institute for Supply Management, that's the banner indicator for manufacturing, said last week that manufacturing dropped to its lowest level in December since June of 2009. Manufacturing has contracted for 5 straight months, as reflected by contracting orders, production, and employment. And there's another industry in deep trouble, and one that was once very successful, and that is the dairy industry. For much of the 20th century, milk was a simple part of daily life in the United States as farmers raised cows, milkmen delivered bottles, and kids chugged it at school. But those days are fading, a fact accentuated by the announcement on January 5th by Borden Dairy, that's the milk producer with a cheery Elsie the cow on its label. It is filed for bankruptcy protection. Borden follows Dean Foods, America's largest milk producer, which filed for bankruptcy protection back in November. So what's going on there? Well, America has fallen out of love with drinking milk, as lower calorie options have proliferated and people are substituting water bottles for milk cartons. Americans drank an estimated 146 pounds of fluid milk. That's a category that includes products from skim to cream in 2018. All of this according to the USDA's Economic Research Service. Now, all of that sounds like a lot, 146 pounds of fluid milk. That's a bunch, right? But it's down 26% since the year 2000. And it's not only dairies that are feeling the pinch. Dairy farmers have been hit with low milk prices. The number of Chapter 12 farm bankruptcies last year was up by 24% from the year previous. It's hard to believe, but the numbers are in. You know, we've recently experienced a very robust holiday shopping season, and yet department stores actually lost money. Despite low unemployment and high consumer confidence, JCPenney had a dismal holiday. Kohl's and Macy's suffered too, and Victoria's Secret parent L Brands continued its years-long run of losses. JCPenney's sales at stores and websites open for a full year fell 7.5% during the holidays compared with last year. Kohl's and Macy's sales dropped slightly, and Macy's said it will close 28 stores. Meanwhile, Victoria's Secret sales at stores and websites open for at least a year fell by a whopping 12%, and its parent company cut its earnings forecast. Shoppers are turning to big box stores like Target, Walmart, and Costco as they look for better bargains and better experiences. The big box chains have been able to use their scale to muscle down prices on everything from televisions to clothing. Discount retailers, including TJ Maxx and fast fashion chains, continue to grow sales. All this has squeezed department stores, forcing them to lower prices on clothes or put them up for sale, which has pressured their profits. Well, stocks ended at record highs today as the tensions between Iran and the U.S. eased for the time being, with tech shares outperforming. The Dow closed 211 points higher at 28,956, inching ever closer to 29,000. The S&P 500 climbed by nearly 7/10 to end the day at 3274, and the NASDAQ gained 8/10, closing at 9203. Apple shares jumped 2.1% to a record after Chinese government data showed that iPhone sales there in that country rose by 18%. What could impact the markets was the late word today that it looks like that Ukrainian airliner that crashed shortly after takeoff from Tehran may have been shot down by 2 surface-to-air missiles. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said this afternoon that there is credible evidence that the airliner was shot down by mistake. Of the passengers who died, at least 60 were Canadian. It's a developing story. Stay tuned. Tomorrow should bring more. And finally, there is this. Today, the White House moved to limit energy and infrastructure projects requiring environmental review and the amount of time such assessments could take. Proposed rule changes under the 50-year-old Environmental Policy Act are the first in 3 decades. Reviews would no longer be required for projects with minimal federal funding or involvement, and consideration of so-called cumulative impacts like global warming wouldn't be required at all. Proposed revisions could have major implications for national parks and their communities, so stay tuned. Coming up next, we'll continue to look at the most popular interviews from 2019. This time, it's a conversation with Peter Stockdale, a podcaster from Humboldt, Iowa, who does the show. It's called the Audible Farm Podcast. We sat down with Peter last year during a meeting of Iowa podcasters. and you seemed to really enjoy that conversation. So, it made our list, and that is coming up next.